Critical Mass Empowerment. In the 1950s, Japanese scientists studied monkeys on the island of Kushima. The scientists dropped sweet potatoes on the sand for them to eat. Even though the monkeys didn't like eating sand on their food, they ate it anyway. The scientists began showing the monkeys how to rinse their food with water for a more delicious potato. One day, an 18-month-old female monkey began duplicating the behavior. She made it a point to rinse away the sand in a nearby stream before every meal. Between 1952 and 1958, more monkeys followed. Because it meant changing well-established behavior patterns, many chose to ignore the new option. Then, in the fall of 1958, something special happened. For illustrative purposes, let's say that by then, 99 little monkeys were washing their food. No one knows the exact count. When the 100th monkey started rinsing his food, the critical mass consciousness of the new idea began to speed up. By 1959, sweet potato washing was a well-accepted behavior on Kushima Island. The monkeys were now using water in connection to their food. Sweet potatoes led to wheat washing, then to bathing and swimming. The Kushima monkeys also began to explore the sea as a resource for food and survival. This is a prime example of the way simple innovations can lead to extensive cultural change throughout a society. A critical buildup of consciousness to new ideas doesn't stop with monkeys. This phenomenon surfaces time and time again in human nature. When enough people become aware of a new approach or idea, everyone becomes aware of it. New conceptions, which deviate from the norm, take time to catch on. But if the idea is true, positive, and revolutionary, it doesn't go away. It perpetuates itself into the consciousness of more and more people until it becomes accepted as reality. Critical mass follows. Soon, it seems like everyone wants to benefit from it or be a part of it. What this research does support is that holding positive ideas alone are not sufficient by themselves to make the changes that are needed. We still need to have direct communication and inspiration between individuals in a way to translate ideas into action. This think tank process creates ongoing support and expands our choices, generating strategic options that may not have previously existed. It may take courage to choose options or a complete path that deviates from the current norm. Those first able to act with courage over time position themselves as leaders so that others can follow. With Achievopedia, we now have the ability to tap the collective intelligence and enthusiasm of those chasing similar goals and dreams as ourselves, all using a universal achievement system supported by strategic alliances, locally to globally. We believe that anyone open to new possibilities and personal growth would benefit greatly by having the capability to collaborate, innovate, and succeed as a member of the Atomic Success Network. The possibilities of what can be achieved are truly endless.